are in Simen Tof Nun Beis, we're still in Sif Aleph. So what we learned so far was that the Machaber was dealing with the issue of how Hagala works altogether. Hagala is Kalim, where you're boiling up water in a pot that absorbed chametz. The problem is, why doesn't the water become chametz thick and then re-aser the pot? So the Machaber's answer to that was, do Hagala before the fifth hour, when chametz becomes asur midrabanan. Therefore, the chametz that you've got in the kli is still called heter, since the taste that it is reabsorbing is taste that got into the pot from something else, then gets into the water from the pot, and then back into the pot from the water from the pot, and that is called not bar not, no same tam bar no same tam, a third hand flavor. And since it was hetera, not bar not to hetera doesn't aser. Now we saw that the Gra and many others say that chametz is not called heter, and therefore the rule of not bar not doesn't work. So the other things that the Machaber had told us that you'd have to worry about if you're not relying on not bar not, is that at least the pot you're kashering not be a ben yomo from chametz, so it's nosen tam lifgam, and the Machaber there mentioned and, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to learn that it's or, you have 60 times the pot in the water. The water is 60 times the volume of the pot, so that whatever iser, whatever chametz comes out is batel b'shishim and would not be able to go back and aser the pot. Another thing he mentioned is that you've got to make sure that the water doesn't stop bubbling, so that it will not go back and aser the pot. While it's bubbling, we say that it's extracting and not allowing it to be reabsorbed. Once it stops bubbling, it stops extracting and will be able to go back and aser the pot. To which the Ramam mentioned that you can never do Hagala unless the water is actually bubbling. So the Machaber goes on, V'shelo yachnis ha-kelim ad she'artichu ha-mayim. You have to make sure not to put the kelim into the water until the water is boiling. V'chein k'dei shelo yitztarach la-hagal ha-yorah ha-gdola she-magilim bo-tchil v'sof. Similarly, if you're doing Hagala at a time that it's Isser, you would have to make sure that you're using Kasher LePesach, a Kasher LePesach pot that you're kashering in. Otherwise, that pot can aser the water. You'll have to kasher the very pot that you kashered in afterwards, because that in itself absorbed the flavor of chametz that you're kashering. So all of this is, if it's not Nosen Tam Lefgam, you didn't have Shishim, and according to the Machaber, it's after the fifth hour. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to worry about any of these things, meaning if it's before the fifth hour. But once again, we are machmir that you should never kasher a pot that is a ben yomo, and lechatchila there should be shishim in the water connected it. Says the Ramah, vim lo higal kodim zman isuro, what happens if you did not do hagola before the fifth hour? Yachal lahagal ad ha-pesach, you can kasher up until Pesach. Whereas, on Pesach itself, there is no way that you can do hagola. Why is that? Sha'oz chametz b'mashuhu, because chametz then is not bottled. The smallest amount of chametz will be able to aser. So when you do hagola, there's the fear that the smallest amount of chametz will go back into the pot you're doing hagola in. Veina moel hagola, shechozer bolea. Avol mutil lalabin kli tocha Pesach. But you can do libun on Pesach. The reason you can do that is because libun just draws out, it burns out all the chametz, and there's nothing left to be reabsorbed. If you do Hagola before Pesach after the sixth hour, you will have to worry about all of the mentioned things here in the Machaber, that you have Shishim connected it, that it be that it be Nosen Tam Lifgam, that you make sure that the water doesn't stop bubbling at any point. All of these in order that the pot does not reabsorb the chametz that it is giving out. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Machaber says that you do libun is referring to Chol HaMoed. On Yontif itself, you cannot do it. That it says la'acher hey means la'acher dalid, after the fourth hour, where chametz l'mais is already aser b'achila. The Mishnah Berurah says that on Pesach itself, the Ramo wants you to be zar in all of these different things. Whereas before Pesach, the ikar is that it should not be a ben yomo. If it is a ben yomo, if the chametz pot that you're kashering is a ben yomo, you need shishim against it. The minag is, it says, to be zar in all of the chumris under all circumstances. Now, the halacha is that you're allowed to take a, let's say, a knife of Isser and put it into a kli heter if there's 60 against it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings up the issue, why is this not called bittel Isser lachatchila? True, I have shishim in the water against whatever I'm kashering. But the halacha is you're not allowed to be mevatel something b'shishim. The answer is, I'm not doing this for the sake of bittel. I'm doing this for the sake of Hagala. I'm just having shishim there, so it shouldn't become usur in the first place. That would not be considered bittel isur l'chatchila.